Jack Sock, a graduate of Blue Valley North High School, is defending his first singles pro title this week in Houston. This is a big year for the 23-year-old with singles, doubles, and international play. KCUR's Greg Eklund caught up with Sock for an exclusive one-on-one interview.
Defending champion. How does that ring?
It feels good, obviously. I love this tournament even before last year. Obviously, last year made it that much better, and it'll always be a special place for me for sure. You know, my first title, which was a big goal for me last year, and I was able to accomplish it here, you know, in the States at a home tournament, which was nice. And, I love being back here. The clay is obviously my favorite surface, so it feels great to be back on there sliding around and playing. But hopefully I'm just going to take it one match at a time, you know, this week, and hopefully we can have a good result again.
What is your plan for doubles this year?
Just kind of the same. Vosh and I will play wherever we meet up and wherever, you know, we're playing the same tournaments. Obviously the last 2 years we finished ninth in the race and missed London by one spot. And, the last 2 years towards the middle end of the year when we knew we were in the race, we kind of went for it a little bit. But I think this year it'll kind of be a little more relaxed. And, if we're in contention again, great. If not, I don't think it'll be as devastating as it was the last 2 years.
On top of singles and doubles, this year it's an Olympic year. You have a chance to be on the Olympic team.
Yeah, a few people have talked about it and asked about it. I grew up obviously watching Olympics. I take, you know, a lot of pride in representing the U.S., you know, however I can. It's been in Davis Cup, as of late. And I feel like I really embrace the team atmosphere in representing your country. And obviously we're playing an individual sport, so anytime you can get on a team or have a team-like atmosphere, especially in our sport, it's a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy it. And hopefully I can keep playing some good tennis, you know, keep my ranking, you know, where it is, or move up and be nominated, because that would be the moment, you know, I'll never forget.
Yeah, no doubt. And you've had a sample of the team thing with Davis Cup. How much fun has that been for you?
It's incredible. I mean, my first two ties were my first tie ever was at Uzbekistan, so that's, you know, a little different. The traveling and the venue and everything was obviously far away and right after the Open and everything, so everyone was a little tired. But, you know, we were able to go down there and get the win, which was big, put us back in the world group. And then, honestly, this one in Melbourne, I think, was one of the best weeks of the year just for all the guys. I think we still talk about it, you know, a month and a half later, 2 months later, we're still joking about, how much fun it was, just the team atmosphere, the camaraderie, you know, we call it the fellowship, on the team from playing cards to the practices to the team dinners and everything. It just overall was a great week, and I think it showed on the court. Obviously, I wasn't able to get the win, you know, in the match I played, but John played some phenomenal tennis, and the Bryans had a pretty spectacular match, you know, a five-setter with against Leighton, playing for his country in his last match. So definitely 1 week I think, we'll all look back on later this year and cherish.
Clay season right now, you obviously have proven you could play well on clay, you like playing on clay, and obviously everything leads into Roland Garros.
Right, yeah. You know, it starts here, obviously, you know, one of my favorite weeks of the year. And then a few weeks off, and then the same type of Euro swing, you know, Madrid, Rome. I won't play Nice this year, I don't think, so it'll just be Madrid, Rome, and Paris for me. With all the travel that's already happened this year, been to Melbourne twice, and, I'm on my, sixth week right now. It'll be nice to get a couple weeks off after this, and then kind of regroup, recharge, and get ready to go through, you know, my favorite surface of the year, and then finish it off with Paris.
KCUR's Greg Eklund spoke with tennis player Jack Sock in Houston.